I've been around children all my life.
Third grade teacher Janet Eshelman grew up as one of nine children. She's been an educator in New Knoxville in West Ohio for the past 25 years.
There isn't anything I don't like. I love it when children learn. I love when they don't realize that it's the end of the day already.
Eshelman says her mission as a teacher, aside from teaching the basics of her grade level, is to develop young minds for life outside of school.
I'm all about students becoming successful. It is in a way of being happy. It doesn't have to be making money. It means happy with what they do.
But Eshelman and many other teachers around the state are concerned about where the state is going when it comes to the culture of education. Governor John Kasich's budget includes several provisions that integrate the business world with the education community. This includes measures that retool the way people with workplace experience get educator licenses, creates non-voting spots for company leaders on local school boards, and requires teachers to shadow a business in order to renew their licenses. That last proposal is especially concerning to Melissa Cropper, president of the Ohio Federation of Teachers.
It's just kind of another slap in the face.
The OFT and the state's other teachers' union, the Ohio Education Association, are both against the measure. Cropper says this continues the myth that teachers are out of touch with the world around them.
There's this notion that teachers don't understand business and they're not able to make connections between their topic and the business world.
But Ryan Burgess strongly disagrees. He's director of Kasich's Workforce Transformation Office. He says this on-site workplace experience requirement streamlines the ability for teachers to see what students need to know in order to be employees with different industries.
Business owners are saying we're not receiving the talent that we need to grow our businesses. So if teachers have the opportunity to go on-site with these business owners and see the jobs that are involved, it hopefully will just better position them when they are having career counseling conversations with their students.
Ohio has about 120,000 teachers, and they must renew their licenses every 5 years. Cropper doesn't see how local districts would be able to get every teacher time off and place each one with different companies.
It would be a logistic nightmare.
Cropper argues that Kasich's overall strategy to intermingle the private sector with classroom education is one-sided.
Education should be about community involvement. That's everyone in the community working with the education field to meet all the needs of the child. And I think the governor's approach is very, very heavy on the business side.
We want it to be even. You know, we want this to be a two-way street in terms of communication.
Burgess contends that Kasich's plan does not work unless there is equal partnership between local businesses and schools. Burgess says Kasich's proposal to add 3 non-voting spots to the school boards is a way to further that equal partnership.
So here's a chance for them to get in the room with educators and articulate specifically what skills are needed for employees.
Back in New Knoxville, Janet Eshelman says her small town is already a tight-knit community. She's throwing out another suggestion to lawmakers mulling over Kasich's plan to synergize the business world with education.
They could job shadow us for more than a day, a week, and come home and see that we're grading papers. We're doing things at night, too, because we care about our children.
Burgess and the Kasich administration say the proposals in the budget did come from months of data collected by a committee looking into improving workforce development, which included input from communities, teachers, and administrators. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.